Well, not a whole heap of sport on over the course of the weekend, but if you did have an interest in some basketball, some cricket, maybe some motor racing yesterday, there was something for people to watch on a Monday. We go through that with Trent Thomas. He's the general manager of Media Week, and he is on the line. G'day, Trent.
Hey, Jimmy. How's it going?
Yeah, really well. How about that final on Saturday night, the BBL? It's been a bit of a comeback season for whatever reason. We're going to speak to Alistair Dobson, who's the general manager of the BBL, a little bit later on in the program. Great crowd live, over 53,000. What was it like TV-wise?
Well, when you add everything up, you break the magic million between KO, 7 plus, 7, Fox Cricket. It all adds up to a bit over a million, which is pretty impressive considering how much criticism the BBL's gotten over the last 2 years for its ratings. Obviously, this season's been a bit higher performing, which led to Seven backflipping on their statement that they're no interest in it and re-signing it for for the next several years moving forward. So it was a good way to kind of cap off the year, and especially considering that all the test players left before the finals. They came back, then they left again before the season ended. So there's still some work to go on that scheduling, but even without some of the bigger name players, they were bringing in some pretty good ratings for the finals.
Yeah, totally. And that'll be something that I ask Alistair Dobson around that. Just interesting too, size of market. Obviously, Brisbane, a much smaller market, that it probably would have been, if it's a Sixers v Scorchers game, even better numbers of what were already good numbers.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're looking at it from your commercial point of view and from your TV ratings point of view, you would have been hoping for the Sixers to get through. But even if you make that argument, I think everyone would be hoping for like a Sixers Stars final. You think Melbourne would probably do the best out of the markets besides Sydney. But
yeah.
Perth and Sydney or Perth, Brisbane, at least you've got that West Coast, East Coast swing.
Yes. Yes.
Which gets you all the way across the country.
Melbourne Stars, mate, that's porch light on for Harold Holt type sort of stuff there with the poor old Stars, mate. They're rubbish. But anyway, let's go to some of the other sport that was on. I was glued to it yesterday afternoon, the Sydney Kings over there taking on the Wildcats in Perth. It seemed that there were plenty of other people watching it as well. But the interesting part about this, as you were telling me, mate, more people watching on subscription television than on free-to-air, albeit a secondary channel.
Yeah, it's been a good weekend for Perth sport, hasn't it? The Scorchers, the Wildcats, they're dancing in the street at the moment. But yeah, about 47,000 nationally tuned in to watch the game. Wildcats just edging Sydney Kings out by 2 points. 39,000 metro on that. The game was simulcast on 10 Peach, which means it did even more. But the game on 10 Peach didn't make the top 200 games, so which means it came out of 28,000.
Wow.
Which means they did almost double on the ESPN feed than on the free-to-air feed, which we were saying off-air makes some sense because ESPN promotes it so heavily.
Yep.
And they tie it into their basketball coverage, and they bleed their NBA games in the morning into the NBL games,
yeah,
which is really clever. And the NBL games tend to rate better than the NBA games. So like they've done a really good job under the radar, ESPN, of kind of building an interest in back into the NBL, considering that the 10 Peach approach and free-to-air probably hasn't delivered the results that 10 or the NBL would have wanted right now.
Yeah.
But ESPN's turned out to be a really strong partner.
It's almost like a cautionary tale, isn't it? And you start thinking about the A-League and what they've done with Paramount Plus and all of that going away from Fox Sports and the natural audience that is there who are sports lovers who are there going, right, what can I watch? As opposed to those people who have to go and find it, whether it be 10 Peach or Paramount Plus or whatever, free-to-air. It's a really, really interesting phenomenon. The other one that was big for the subscription television over the weekend was the Bathurst 12-hour, which was an extraordinary race, but some good numbers with that too, Trent.
Yeah, it came with just over a second difference between first and second. 95,000 tuned in for that, which is a strong number for a race that's not a supercars race.
Yes.
It isn't a Formula One race. That's probably one of the better performing motorsport races of the last 12 months. Anything around the six-figure mark is pretty strong. Supercars will bring in the most because they have the best time slot and local performance. Formula One does extremely well in difficult time slots. So factoring this in, it's, you know, they'd be pretty happy considering, like you said, it was a quiet weekend. They ran a race that could be considered to be low stakes, but other people find to be very niche and entertaining.
Yeah.
And I think it fell on the right side. People fell for the entertainment factor, and it got some good ratings for Fox over the weekend, so they'd be pretty happy. I think all they also really had to put out there was the BBL.
Yeah. Yeah, no, would have been very happy with that one. Hey, just going back to that BBL figure that you told us, you mentioned a KO number there. Are we getting these KO numbers? Because that was one of the themes of last year when speaking to you, Trent, because it was a bit of a guesstimate at best.
No, there hasn't been an official release for this game, to my knowledge. But when you combined all the numbers, you came in around 900.
Right.
And then factoring in what we've been working off between all the live feeds, then it's safe to assume KO would have pushed it over a million. I think I generally work off a 20 to 30% minimum.
Yeah, right.
When factoring in, which would have been about 120,000, but I feel like that ratio, I'm going to have to improve it on my end. Once KO starts reporting more regularly, the talks about them working, getting officially going on Oztam, so that, like, publishing their numbers regularly, once that happens, I think everyone will get a much clearer idea about where it's at. I think what you'll see in those results is something's doing really low, something's doing really high. And the reason why we don't see averages or we don't see regular reporting is because it would be, I think it'd be more up and down than Fox Sports numbers.
Mm.
But the highs, I think, will be very interesting to see because that creates a much more fuller picture for things like the NRL, the AFL.
Yeah.
And the big cricket matches.
I reckon.
And Formula One.
Yeah. Talking from a personal point of view, once I've gone to KO, I've never gone back to Foxtel. So I'm a very consistent watcher on my streaming service of KO. And if you look at. So I watched the BBL final on Saturday night, and then I watched the NBL, the Kings and the Wildcats on Sunday. I don't show up in any of these numbers, which is, you know, which is weird.
Yeah, that's a wild thing when you think about how we're missing. Like a complete, like as much as 30% of the puzzle is quite amazing. I think like the technology is ahead of the data at
yes.
the moment, which has been happening in this industry for the last 20, 30 years. When we catch up on one thing, a whole new technology comes out and we have to catch up again.
Yeah.
Like when we finally got all of our BVOD kind of numbers sorted out, but then we've got streamers. Streaming is notoriously hard to get numbers for. KO will like cherry pick numbers and put them out, but there's been a plan and talks about them doing an official kind of release, and that would be the first streamer to do that, so it'd be quite interesting.
Yeah, interesting, absolutely. Well, footy's back this weekend. We've got the NRL trials, which of course you can see across Foxtel and on KO, which we are excited about, and no doubt we'll be talking about them next Monday. Thank you for your time again, Trent. Have a great week, mate.
Thanks, Jimmy.